Proverbs 11, verse 1. excuse me. Proverbs 11, verse 1, these are God's words. Dishonest scales are an abomination to Yahweh, but a just weight is his delight. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. It is the Lord who has given to us to know him and his goodness and the good things that he gives us, and to display him and his goodness, to image him and his goodness in how we employ and enjoy the good things that he's given to us. He's also designed his world so that we are able to observe and measure things. And yet man in his sin, rather than using the world that God has designed in the way that God has intended, we use it to serve ourselves. Rather than to image God, to indulge ourselves. One of the ways that men do this is they manipulate the means of exchange. And so the Lord has, excuse me, the Lord has designed stones and scales and physics and all of those things so that we may find the two that are equal and use them for weighing. Those are the just weight, or the perfect stone. And as man who is made in God's image uses God's world that God has designed in a way that that enables us to be used by God to provide for one another in exchange and in trade, that is all a delight to the Lord. He delights to see his image displayed in us, and all the more now, because when that happens now, particularly when that happens internally from the heart, not only in outward conformity to rules of trade, when that happens now, it is because we have been redeemed in Christ. And so the Lord does not only delight in his creation being used in the right way, and those who image him, imaging him well, but even in his Son himself, in whom sinners have been made right with God and become conformed to the image of Christ. And the Holy Spirit, as he shapes us to be more like Christ, and then we engage in trade, in a righteous manner, the Lord delights in his Son in us. How then great is the abomination of dishonesty in our dealings? Not only are we abusing God's world when we are dishonest in trade, not only are we failing to image God and defacing God's image in ourselves, but if we are an unbeliever, we are little corrupted images of God apart from his Son. And then even worse, the believer, who is supposed to be in his Son, is displaying his flesh, which is still in him, rather than Christ, in whom the believer is. And so we must take very seriously this warning that dishonest scales, deceitful scales, deceitfulness, deceptiveness in trade is an abomination to Yahweh. It blasphemes not only the God in whose image we are made, but the God-man, the Redeemer, through whom we have been saved and to whom we are supposed to be being conformed. So there's actually much more at stake for the believer than for the unbeliever in how we deal with economics and trade and business and so forth. So let us be remembering those things when we're buying and selling and trying to obtain goods. And that is a time in which our attention is placed on many things, and we may be forgetful of the Lord. But this verse brings us back to our senses, as it were, to be mindful not just of what we are buying and selling and how much we're able to pay for it and all of those things, but to be mindful of whether we are pleasing the Lord or whether he finds our conduct an abomination. Lord, give us to heed his word by the work of his Spirit. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our heavenly Father, how we thank you for this world that you have made, that we might enjoy it, that we might employ it, imaging you. We thank you much more for your Son, who is begotten and not made, and yet who took to himself a created human nature in order that he might be our righteousness and our atonement. And we pray, O Lord, that you would forgive us for how easily we are distracted by our business in material things, so that we are forgetful of you and forgetful of your Son. And often those particular times fail to live for your pleasure in conformity to the Lord Jesus. Forgive us our sin, we pray, and give us the help of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of your Son, whom you send into our hearts, to cry out, Abba, Father, to you, to conform us to the Lord Jesus, so that we might live in your world according to your word. And so grant us that ongoing ministry of your Spirit, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.